Now, at least one part of the following is likely to be upsetting to some. Still, hear me out on this, if you will. To begin, for sure, skating is the name of the game. So it should come as no surprise that I see this skill as the foundation for all other areas of effective hockey play. And without capable skating skills, it would be difficult for a player to be an elusive attacker. And as an aside here, if we were talking about defensive skills, I'd also have to point out that great skating mobility or agility is required in order for a defender to keep up with a dangerous rival attacker. Okay, so here's what some folks seem to question. For what might surprise you is the significance I place on puck handling as the second most important offensive skill. Please think about that though. Without the soft hands that usually come with great stick handling ability, it's difficult for a player to be either an effective passer or receiver. Hey, since puck handling includes proficient use of the skates, players demonstrating this quality add even more moves to their attacking bag of tricks. And they are also more often able to corral errant passes. Nor can a player be a truly effective passer if he or she isn't able to handle the puck with his or her eyes up, thereby seeing rival defenders and open teammates. Then, consider the fact that a great many goal-scoring opportunities require a puck-handling fake or deke. If you can bear with me on that, let me move on. I mean, next on the way to developing a very talented offensive player, I ask you to view passing and receiving as skills. Sure, these are important parts of tactical play, but great passes sent dart-like and flat right to a teammate's stick blade require great hands of great skill. And as I hinted at earlier, skill players just tend to control more passes under difficult conditions. Then, with great skating mobility, with the hands of a good stick handler, and with the sweeping motion acquired through proper forehand and backhand passing technique, a player ought to be a lot better able to sweep, wrist, and snap a shot on goal. Finally, I suggest addressing each skill within these building blocks areas, both separately and in combination. In other words, each progression within a given skill category should initially be mastered separately. However, since our game calls for executing numerous skills in combination, drilling should gradually include these combinations. Take heart on the latter though, because I'll ultimately be providing listeners plenty of ideas for complex skill drilling. Oh, and if you get the chance, I'd highly recommend that you take a look at a related post over on CoachChick.com. The best advice I could ever share. I'll leave a link down below because it really is that appropriate to all levels of our game.